It's a mixtape, make no mistake. Here comes a show ready to go.
Musical hound breaking the bound. Canadian sound, the brightest sound.
Straight to your ear, straight to your heart. Shockingly new, we need a crash cart.
He's got the passion, he's got the mix.
He's got the tunes, he's got the picks.
Maritime feeling, very appealing.
Rocking and reeling, your host Brian.
The
mixtape.
hello and welcome to another edition of the Mixtape on Local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick. That was a track from the new anime album. That one was entitled Some State. Thanks so much for tuning in. Again, you're tuned into the Mixtape, your weekly edition of 100% new Canadian music from all across this vast country. And we'll get into that later into the show and tell you a little bit more about the normal state of the show. But first, something a little bit different this week to tell you about a pretty cool project happening here in St. John, New Brunswick, the home of this station, Local 107.3 FM CFMH. And I am joined here in the studio by Emily Saab, the executive director of Third Space, and Keely Hafner, an artist that they have invited here to take on a pretty interesting project that we're going to tell you all about today and that you can go and check out in person. And so why don't we get to the very bare basics, keeping in mind that this is a syndicated show across Canada and people might not know anything about Third Space. Mm-hmm. Certainly, I think Third Space is lot in St. John is kind of expanding. People are definitely very aware of what's happening. But if you've never heard of Third Space, what is Third Space?
Sure. Well, Third Space is an artist-run center for contemporary art. And we operate without the traditional gallery space as you would imagine from an art gallery. We present generally unconventional, untraditional art projects, and we often partner with other organizations here in the city to present those works, either in public spaces. In this particular project, we're presenting it at a gallery fill, which we'll tell you a little bit more about. We're presenting it down at Tin Can Beach in St. John.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, why don't you go ahead and amongst the two of you, who wants to tell us about Gallery Phil?
Well, I suppose I could take up the torch. Gallery Phil is a project that I'd been thinking about for a number of years and applied to Third Space for and received permission to do about a year ago, and have been working with the gallery to produce it ever since. And basically what it is it'll be a permanent public installation on Tin Can Beach, which is a gallery within the soil, is essentially a way you could think of it. It's a small miniature landfill done to landfill standards containing unwanted artworks. So that's it in a nutshell. And Tin Can Beach is a site that we've been talking about for a number of months now because of its various features that appeal to the project and has a lot of potential. And there's been a lot of community partnerships to make it happen, which has been fantastic, and a ton of labor on behalf of Third Space. So really excited about it and beginning construction and removal of soil very soon this week.
And can you tell us a little bit about some of the pieces that you've received so far?
Totally. So it became interesting to me as the project was developing to try to collect works from both local artists here in St. John, but also artists where I'm based, which is in Chicago. I'm from Saskatchewan, but I've been living there post my MFA at the School of the Art Institute of Chicago for a number of years now. So I have submissions from Chicago, which include things ranging from a strange sponge insulation filled with poppy seeds and oregano to sort of more traditional sculpture, you know, cast concrete with like broken pieces from it, glass artworks that didn't work out, and a variety of painting and drawings. And then here locally from St. John, I have a collection of CDs by a pianist that were never sold and are now sort of analogically dated, and then some really beautiful drawings, paintings, like just different things. I consider them beautiful, but I guess the artist decided that they were no longer something they needed.
Right, and so well, there's like a range of emotions, I suppose, about all the different pieces. So some of them, there are things that people didn't think that were very good and they want them to disappear. Some things, as you mentioned, just didn't get sold, or, you know, certainly I imagine there's some things that you're like, yeah, this is fit for a landfill, and other things you're like, I really wish that someone kept this, but that's part of the project, I guess.
Well, for me, one of the parameters that was very important was to encourage artists to only submit things that would certainly go to the landfill, if not for my intervention. So I didn't look for things that were sort of unwanted in a, we'll say, like an aesthetic way, but were very personal to the artist. Like, they didn't work out somehow. Right. So maybe they're damaged. Maybe they were a trial and it just didn't work out. So...
Fair enough. Yeah. Well. So, what can people expect to see at the site if they trek down there this week?
Right. Well, we haven't begun installation yet. We're still gathering the last bits of material, but hopefully as soon as tomorrow morning, we plan to begin the digging process. So it'll be sort of like a handmade version of the creation of a landfill rather than large scale equipment like plows and things to sort of level and pack. It's going to just be physical bodies, mine mostly,
right.
mostly mine, digging soil. But we've had an engineering firm partner, Gemtech, and they've done a lovely job of creating a series of drawings and sort of recommendations of what to do to make the site exactly to landfill standards as much as we can do. So that involves like leachate barriers, packing of clay, sand, and very specific sort of amalgams, basically to create a pocket in the soil, and then cover that with sod when everything's complete.
Yeah, well, I was wondering if you could talk a little bit more about that, Emily, about some of the permissions and things that you had to gain, you know, or as someone who has been involved in helping choose projects and programming for Third Space in the past, I think often we never really think in the conversations, maybe it comes up every once in a while, of how are we going to do this, but mostly we just look at the project and say we're gonna do this and we'll figure it all out
that's
later.
Exactly how it goes.
And I figure that this is probably a project that for sure you're like, I don't know how we're gonna do any of these things, but it seems like there's, you know, pretty good buy-in.
Like you said, we picked Keeley's project, the selections committee, which is made up of a group of Third Space volunteers, selected it from a whole bunch of submissions that came in across the country and beyond. And when we picked it, like you said, we didn't quite know how it was going to happen. Keeley did mention that the process will probably take about a year. So, of course, 4 months ago, we started the process of gaining permission. So it actually started with writing to the St. John City Council and the mayor and getting permission to install the project on city property. So that was really important, that it was a public work and that it was on, that it was installed on city property. And so council approved the project, and that was just really step one of many that we've now learned are a part of making a project like this. So we partnered with Fundy Region Solid Waste, which, to all the listeners out there who are not from St. John, is the municipal landfill that's located about 20 minutes away from Uptown St. John. And we partnered with them, and they've been ultra supportive, and they've really helped us with the planning portion. So they've told us what materials actually go into a landfill, helped us source those materials, and furthermore actually spoke with their regular engineering firm, which, as Keeley mentioned, was Gemtech, to help us really actually engineer the landfill cell. It's essentially a miniature landfill cell, and that was necessary in order to get permission from the Department of Environment here in New Brunswick to actually go forward with the project. And and then beyond that, there was one more step where we had to make sure there was no underground infrastructure before we started digging. And I think we're well on our way now. Everything's rolling, and like Keeley said, we're going to start the installation either this afternoon or tomorrow.
Great. And so how long can people see, you know, sort of how does this process go and what's going to remain at the end?
Well, that's sort of the really interesting and exciting part for me is hopefully the community, if, you know, some people will chance upon it just going down to Tin Can Peach and using the area, but in the event that people would like to come and see the project as it unfolds, what they'll see at the first part is just the preparation stages, of course, the digging of the soil and laying down the barriers that need to be in place. But the exciting part, I wish I could tell you exactly when it's going to take place, but it might be one of those mysterious and like wonderful moments that only a few people chance upon, but it'll be the part where we actually put the objects in the landfill. So you'll get to see, if you're there, the sort of kinds of submissions that are going into the landfill cell, and that'll all get packed. And then the final resultant artwork is going to be incredibly subtle. It's essentially going to be not dissimilar from some historic earthworks, which are, you know, just sort of this small trace after a monumental effort, but essentially it's going to be a mound of grass with a slight inclination and a stone marker that indicates what took place there. So it's actually the resultant object, or the resultant sculpture, is a very conceptual work. And that's something that's really interesting and exciting to me, is just sort of like the loaded concept of what is underneath and imagining what is in the ground. And also, in addition to that, I guess one thing that we're talking about is documentation and a publication. So there will be an archive. I've already sort of chronicled all the different submissions very elaborately to sort of museum archive standards. So that'll be something that will be accessible probably through Third Space in the future.
Fantastic. Yeah, so a time capsule that will hopefully never be on Earth.
Yeah, in a way.
Can you tell us about anything else that you are working on this year that we think we should, that we have the opportunity to chat? Maybe there's some other things that you're working on this year that you want to tell us about?
Sure. Well, this is actually the tail end of what has been an incredibly busy year for me. I just graduated from my MFA in the spring of 2016, and since then I've either curated or been part of almost 11 exhibitions, I think. So it's been, since January, it's been an exhibition a month, and this is just sort of like final until I get a couple months break in July and August, but afterward, also in the Maritimes, which I'm really excited about, I have a residency at Struts in late September, so it's nice to have some Canadian shows. I also had a show in Montreal in the fall, which was great, but other than that, they've been mostly shows in the US and Europe. So yeah, I think talking about like the content of those things, most of them, because they've already taken place, I encourage you to look at my website. For sure. if that's something that interests you. In terms of the upcoming things, I think residencies are for play, so I'll be doing a lot of experimentation that I don't normally get to do for things that are perhaps a little bit more formed in their ideation, like what I'm doing with Third Space, where everything's sort of decided. So playing.
For sure. And Emily, can you tell us about some of the other things happening with Third Space? And particularly, I'd love to hear about this year's third shift that is coming up relatively soon.
Yes, sure. This is the first opportunity to speak publicly about Third Shift. Ooh. So exclusive. basically, Third Space presents 3 to 5 projects, like as part of our core programming. And they're all part of a series that are either connected thematically or materially. And Keely is part of a project series called Reasonable Grounds, where we're presenting projects by artists who really challenge the traditional notion of a studio practice. And I think Keely definitely does that. Our next project is Third Shift. So this is a little bit outside of our core programming, but it's a one-night event of essentially an exhibition of public contemporary art projects in Uptown St. John. And this year we're going to be presenting 17 projects on Friday, August 18th from 7 p.m. to midnight. And it's a free event. And what you can do is just stay tuned. A lot of it is kept secret because there's an element of surprise that's really important to that event, where artists are really creating these interventions in public space, and people who are from St. John and beyond get to encounter this familiar space in an unexpected way. So we haven't released our lineup of artists yet, and we haven't really got haven't talked about which projects are going to be presented, but you can visit the Third Space website at www.thirdspacegallery.ca to have all the updated info. And so after Third Shift, we have our next artist that's part of the Reasonable Ground series, and that is Nick Wilson, and he's going to be here actually from Saskatoon. He's doing his MFA there right now, and he'll be installing a bookstore. So he creates art during his time working at, not as an artist, actually. So during his time working at various jobs as artists do, he creates little works of art, and we're going to be exhibiting those.
And of course, as a member-driven organization, you can become a member of Third Space. You'll get all this important information.
Yes.
All the time in a nice little newsletter.
Yes, yeah. Members do get a newsletter. And Third Space is a not-for-profit organization, so all of our membership fees really go to good use, and they actually pay for a lot of the programming that we do.
Such as this. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in. Galleryville is a really interesting public installation. I would encourage people to, walk your dogs on down to Tin Can Beach as you do, and check it out, and say hi to Keely and see what's happening, and look forward to all the information that'll be coming out after the fact. I'd be remiss if we didn't mention and play a track from this new compilation that was sent our way from Raymond from the Famines, the Pentagon 3 compilation. I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit, since you wear a different hat, and since I have you here, if you could tell me a little bit about the process in recording over the phone or something.
Yes.
Like that.
Yes. So as Brian said, I do wear another hat here.
As many artists do, wearing like a dozen.
A few hats. I play in a band called Use, and we did get to be a part of this compilation that Pentagon Black put out, and essentially it is a postcard, and everyone who's a part of it was asked to record a song kind of off the cuff on their phone with no multi-tracking, and so that is what we did. It took for something that's supposed to be super easy and even simplify the process, we've never done something like that before, so it was really fun.
Cool. Well, we're going to play a couple of tracks from that compilation this morning, including the song from you. So we're also going to hear from the Protruders, who are coming to St. John in the first week of August, so don't go anywhere. Again, thanks so much, Keely and Emily, for joining me this morning. And again, go and check out their project that is happening in St. John, New Brunswick this week. If you're listening to this live, it's the 27th of June, but otherwise you can find information about this project and more on Third Space's website or on Keely Hafner's website, which is keelyhafner.com, keelyhafner.com. And keep it locked right here. You're listening to The Mixtape on Local 107.3 FM.
song that he
from Frederick, New Brunswick, that was Motherhood with a track called Hard in the Paint. Before that, we heard from Montreal, Couleur des Ains, Oiseaux Souterrains, and Use from St. John, New Brunswick with a track called Bad Gateway. All three of those tracks coming from a really cool new compilation called Pentagon Black Compilation Number 3. We've heard from the first two compilations on the show in the past, but if you want the full rundown, you can get it all on their fine website. But Raymond is the head of Pentagon Black, which is the music publishing arm of Montreal Noise Garage Art Cult Music Duo, The Famines, and they put out this really interesting continuation of their paper compilation series. The first two compilations are these big fold-out newspaper print type releases that would have download codes and that sort of thing. But their new compilation was recorded all by phone. It features 16 very diverse and different bands from across Canada, from Edmonton to St. John, who recorded original unreleased tracks live via the phone with no multi-tracking allowed. They are sold with downloadable codes from about 500 different art postcards, and I would highly recommend picking one up if they are still available to you. They feature really great illustration by Lisa Check, and definitely lots of really lo-fi, short, and interesting tracks. Again, definitely go and check it out at pentagonblack.ca, and you can get them for only $2 plus shipping, which is beyond reasonable, almost into the territory of unreasonably cheap. And we're definitely going to be playing tracks from this again sometime in the future, because it features other artists that you're aware of, including Pryors, Lonely Parade, Century Palm, Lapse, and many others, most of which we've played on the show in the past. But again, these are all brand new unreleased tracks, so unless you're hearing them here or unless you've purchased them, you've pretty much not heard the majority of these tracks. It also includes Protruders, who we're going to be playing from in a very brief moment. But again, you're tuned into the mixtape from Local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, on the UMB St. John campus in the TJ Conan Student Building. Come on by if you're interested in checking out the studios, if perhaps you're interested in hosting your own show, or you just have some music drop off, anything at all, come on by. We are in room 235 in the TJ Conan Student Center. We're broadcasting live on the 27th of June, 2017. Pretty beautiful day here in St. John. And if you missed the first half of the show, we had the pleasure of chatting with Third Space's executive director, Emily Saab, as well as an artist that they have this week producing a permanent public installation at Tin Can Beach, Keely Hafner. And we talked about that. She's a Chicago-based Canadian artist who has been taking unwanted works of art for a landfill that is going in at Tin Can Beach. And you can kind of check out the installation process that will be happening randomly and unplanned. Well, not unplanned, but the specific times that things will be happening are not necessarily announced. So you might just happen to happen upon some really interesting things happening down at Tin Can Beach this week. And all of that information and more can be found at the first half of this program. So if you missed it, go and check the re-air schedule, both on this station and across the nation, thanks to our fine airing partners and the National Campus and Community Radio Association's Community Radio Exchange. And the show is also available as a downloadable podcast, and you can find the links to that and more in our Facebook group. Just search for The Mixtape. So let's get back into the music here. The namesake of the show, all kinds of great new Canadian music. Again, we mentioned we're going to hear from Protruders. They're playing in St. John in the first week of August. I believe August the 2nd is the specific date. That's a Wednesday, most likely at Callahan's. But once we have all the full details, we'll fill you in as well. But for now, let's hear some tracks from them. From some of their most recent releases, this is one from Lively Time for Snakeskin Reading, and we're going to hear a track from this one called Poison Future.
We'll be right back. dreams, you're better off dead. Cut off your body and freeze your head. Forget your worries, forget your fears. We'll thaw you out in 100 years on a platform in outer space where science robots run the base. Consciousness can still be saved. We'll stick your head in a microwave. Need a physical incarnation, a severed head floating in a jar. Virtual life among the stars. This life won't last long. Experiment has all gone wrong. Trapped in space and you can't escape with the mind of a human and the body of an ape.
Gonna heat it up. What you gonna do? Gonna heat it up. tube. I'll wait for you forever. I come in a plastic tube.
What you gonna do? Gonna heat it up. What you gonna do? Gonna heat it up. What you gonna do? Gonna heat it up. What you gonna do? Gonna heat it up.
from his new record, The Traveler. That was St. John's own Elephant Skeletons with a track called Calm the Cloud. Before that, we heard from Shrimp Ring. They have a new EP out that was released recently. It's called Activate Your Function. We heard Human Brain Freezer and Space Food. And before that, we heard from Protruders. We heard a track from them called Poison Future. Throughout the show today, we've heard from Anime, Use, Couleur des Ains, and Motherhood. A couple of those tracks are from a really cool Pentagon Black compilation, their new one, their third compilation, which I highly recommend checking out, and we'll definitely be playing from again in the near future. Only a few minutes remaining here on this week's show. Again, thanks go out once again to Emily and Keely. Emily Saab from Third Space and Keely Hafner, an artist that they brought in this week working on a really cool project. And again, I would highly recommend going and seeking out information on this project or listen back to the repeat of this show, both on this station and elsewhere, or check out the podcast version because, this has some really interesting things. And of course, there's all kinds of interesting additional things in the works for Third Space during their programming season this year. We're going to close out the show this week with a couple of different things. First, just a quick short little track from the newest John McKeel release, a really great record that's been making the rounds on community radio for sure now since its release. Well-deserved accolades coming its way, and we're going to hear a track from that new album. This track that you're going to hear is called Unknown Source. And then we're going to hear from Blimp Rock. They put out a new release called Soap Opera. We're going to get into this one, a new one from Blimp Rock Enterprises, which is now expanded into bath products, apparently. If you're unfamiliar with Blimp Rock, definitely go and check them out. The main story behind them is that they want to produce a festival focused around blimps. I'm definitely not doing it justice. There's some interesting backstory to be had for sure. Definitely go and check this one out, and that will basically end our show. Again, you've been listening to The Mixtape, a show focused on 100% new Canadian music, coming at you from Local 107.3 FM CFMH in St. John, New Brunswick, and Local FM .ca every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. and then rebroadcast both on our home station here, Local FM, and across the nation thanks to the National Campus and Community Radio Association's Community Radio Exchange, where shows like this one and not like this one at all are available for free syndication. We thank all of our fine airing partners. Definitely support your local community station and local music happening in your own community. We'll be doing it all again in about 7 days' time, so definitely let me know about all kinds of cool new Canadian music that you're aware of that you haven't heard on the show. I'm always open ears, and you can send that my way. The easiest way is through our Facebook group. Just search for The Mixtape, and you can also find download links and updates and more on there. So let's get in some music here to close out our show. Have yourselves a great week, and we'll do it all again, as I mentioned, in about 7 days' time. Here is John McKeel with Unknown Source.
Those two. 24. Where will the music gear be stored? You make me wonder what all this is for. If this so-called plan is really going to pan out, or is this just a scheme to promote your band? Places on a blimp. How will you ever get insurance? Why not just write some better tunes? Why not settle for a hot air balloon? I don't need your Rolodex to keep track of my contacts. Blah, 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 in Denver. Blimp Rock. Blimp Rock is going by my play. 20, 60, or 75. Blimp Rock. Blimp Rock is 2 grand in the hole, or now closer than ever before. That's right. Heard you try to sue the Jays. What a sad, desperate attempt at fame. Blimp Rock is a terrible name. Blimp Rock should get sued by the Jays. I hope that Joey Bats makes your blimp go flatter than flat. Then he will take its blimp corpse and flip it in the air. Well, you can do whatever you want with life, be it baseball or making.